If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Scott Lumley Show. I have a very interesting guest today. I actually had her on my TV show that's airing on Biz TV, and I think it's going to be in about 3 weeks, if I remember correctly, but Miss Morgan Lumley.
Hi.
Hi. Long time no see.
Yeah, it's been about 10 minutes.
Yeah, from the house to the office.
The house to the office, yeah.
So we decided that we thought it was very interesting. An entrepreneur is a unique individual. I think nobody would argue with that. And a business owner is a unique individual. And a lot of times even a single provider is a unique individual. So we thought it kind of interesting because my wife is a stay-at-home mom, but simultaneously she does help me with a lot of the business stuff too. She has a business degree from Belmont, and she gives just wisdom and advice a lot. And sometimes we overlook those people in our life as entrepreneurs because we're so on such a quest for money and on such a quest for financial freedom. So, Morgan, first of all, did you enjoy the TV show the other day?
It was fun. I think that 30 minutes is barely enough to scratch the surface of the dynamic that goes back and forth between a husband and a wife, much more even so with an entrepreneur relationship. It's quite intense, and I think that's been evidently shown in the anecdotal data and evidence that they've studied upon.
Folks, there's a perfect example. An anecdotal. Yeah. See, that's the difference between a college education and hard knocks on the streets.
Oh. So. Well, it's just a very unique journey. It's a journey. And many times, being an entrepreneur doesn't equal success. It's not the same thing. Entrepreneurs start and they fail more times than they succeed. But that's the beauty of that is... most of the time entrepreneurs aren't successful until they're in their 40s and 50s. It's rare, to be under 30 and be a successful entrepreneur. We see that a lot more now with technology, but with business, it's, to my limited knowledge, it's pretty rare. You throw, money problems on top of that. Cash flow is a huge problem for entrepreneurs. It happens quite often. So when cash flow is constricted, you bring that home with you. And
no, I do not. I keep that completely separated. Except for the kicking furniture and chairs and stuff like that, it's totally different.
Your temper tantrums?
I do not throw temper tantrums. I mean, well, maybe on occasion, I say keeping your emotions in check in business is a real important part of business, so I keep my emotions in check in business, but a lot of times you come home and you are ready to kick the furniture because, things are frustrating in the business world these days. And, my age group, being 49 years old now and having the integration of technology, which I've always, we've always been involved in companies. Morgan's been with me for 10 years. So she's been a big part of my adult business life. I'd like to say that, I didn't really become a true adult until I was about 35. I was at a big time. But anyway, I always had the ability to make money. So, I never really was considering the future. I had the ability at 30, between the ages of 17, because I come up on my own, ages of 17 to 35, that I could make money anytime I wanted to, just doing whatever I wanted to, just because I could speak. A lot of y'all on this radio show right now probably laugh and say, that's not true. But, but I didn't really get serious about business until I was around 35. And then, of course, Morgan came into my life around 38, 39. And then that's when I, you know, the reality set in that, okay, I got to get serious about, you know, these companies. And although, you know, I felt like I was serious before, I don't think you truly grasp it till you are 40 to 50 years old.
For most people, it's just you live and you learn and dust yourself off, get back up on the horse and keep going. And I think that that's when, you know, I was reading and the divorce rates in this country are about 52% for entrepreneurs. Entrepreneurial families, it is about 5 to 10 points above that. So the failure rate is huge. And then if you've been married before and you remarry again, those rates go up again.
So, okay. So you went from 52% to 42%.
No.
Maybe
52. It's 52. So you go to 62%.
So there you go. That's why you need your wife to help add for you.
for entrepreneur divorce rates. If you've been married more than once or twice, this is number three for you.
She's holding up fingers, folks. And what she's trying to say is this is my third marriage. And that is correct. It's my third marriage.
Yes. So the divorce rate's even higher. So
you tell me we have a 30% chance of succeeding at this?
Correct.
That's
statistically.
Wonderful.
Okay, statistically.
So, okay. Well,
yes.
Let me tell you something about 30%.
Yes.
See, I have a 30% rule in entrepreneurship. And I have said this to all the employees and stuff. And they're like, what are you talking about? I'm like, look, if you can get 3 out of 10 deals, you've batted 300 and you're a Hall of Fame. So 30% is okay with me.
It's about perspective. Yeah, for sure. But something that's unique to entrepreneurial marriages is this idea that it's us against the world because we've been on this journey together for so long. We've bonded over the failures, over the successes, over the mess, over the hard stuff. And that bond is stronger than the top two problems that you have in marriages, which come with an entrepreneur. You have cash flow problems, and with cash problems, that leads to it's proven that that leads to sex problems. So the top two reasons for divorce are money and sex.
Wait a minute, hold up.
Yeah.
Hold
so
up.
So listen.
But no, wait, no.
I said the magic word.
You said sex. And I just want to know, I'm not batting 3 out of 10 on that one, right?
Oh, I'm not going to comment on that.
I'm just making sure.
But,
I hate to think I was in the 30 percentile on that section.
No.
I told you, folks, this is what's cool about an entrepreneur's wife is, you know, these are the conversations we actually really have.
But it's real. It's real. It's a real thing. You know, sex is obviously an important part of a marriage, period.
It is to me.
Well, it is to everybody.
Yeah.
You know, but what's really cool is that the bond of being on a journey together and suffering together and being successful together, those things that's just as important. And it outweighs those top two reasons for divorce, which is so cool. And it's so unique to these situations, which I found fascinating. So, I mean, I can tell you, I have felt over the past 10 years, all kinds of things, you know, just the uncertainty and the risks that we take and the long hours that you spend working. It can leave you in such a difficult place. But that bond, again, it keeps you together. And it's this, you know, we're a team and you don't quit on your team.
Well, that's just it. Marriage is really no different than a company. You know, I mean, I tell people all the time, sometimes the best business move that you can make is a retreat. Because and retreating isn't quitting. Retreating might be just going back and back up and reevaluating an idea that you have or, you know, yesterday, for example, we're sitting here working inside of our software yesterday and it's an incredible software and I'm plugging it right now, but that's okay. It's my damn radio show. And so anyway, I'm sitting there working with the guys yesterday, and I've got 15 guys sitting around a table. And we're discussing this software, and I'm like, well, hold up. Now, tell me that again. So they start telling me the software. Then I call the IT department and say, hey, we need to rewrite this software. Now that's just backing up to make something better. It's not quitting. You know, and so a lot of times, even in our marriage, you know, we have to back up.
When in doubt, do nothing. Pause. Take a deep breath.
Seek counseling.
Yeah, I love
No different than we do. We got a counseling session today after the show, don't we?
We do.
You know what, folks? And that's something else, too, that I never really was a counseling kind of guy. You know, I was more like, hey, dude, I could do anything by myself. I don't need no dang help. And then all of a sudden, when Morgan opened my eyes up, which again, this is why having a wife behind you, or, you know, or a husband behind you, if you're a female, you know, entrepreneur, by having somebody behind you, and I'm not going into the other ones, but you know, we'll talk about a wife and a husband. So, and a husband and a wife. So I feel that if you have that supportive system behind you, that you end up in a situation to where, you know, you feel, you know, you have a safe zone. When you come home to your home, it's a safe zone. You know, when I leave my house, sometimes I feel like it's me against the world as an entrepreneur, and it literally feels that way.
I'm sure it does.
Yeah. So when you come home, it's like you just look for somebody to just have a conversation with that's not trying to cut your head off.
Mm-hmm. You know, we're getting ready for a break, but I think that when we come back, we should really like talk about that. I think that the idea of when you leave the house, the feeling that you have when you walk into the house from a day and when you leave for the day, or I guess vice versa, when you leave for the day for work, what you have to mentally prepare for and what I have to mentally prepare for versus, you know, the nighttime when you come in and you get attacked by two crazy kids and a wife who's missed you all day and asking you what you want for dinner and all these decisions you still have to make or not make. You know, I think that,
hey, folks, that's not my wife barking at me. I promise. I promise it's not my wife barking at me.
But it's an interesting dynamic. I think that's something that's really important to talk about. That's a big issue for married couples anyway.
Well, folks, we've definitely had an interruption here. I've never actually heard, a dog barked in a radio show, but by hell, anything can happen on the Scott Lumley Show. So anyway, this is the Scott Lumley Show, the first segment, or section, segment, for area, whatever you want to call it, with Miss Lumley, and we'll be right back.
Scott Lumley.
My father went to jail when I was very young, so it got pretty rough between 9, 10, 11 years old. A lot of abuse happening inside the house. At that moment in time, I decided that I can't live this way anymore. I walked outside and looked her straight in the face and said, I'm leaving. And I was 11 years old. I hitchhiked to Tulsa, Oklahoma in a Greyhound bus in a luggage rack. I think the sports was an outlet for me. I think it was a way for me to escape my life. Consequently, I ended up becoming a very good athlete. So I got off into bull riding, got off into riding horses and competing. Did that for about 20 years. My mind was always generated to entrepreneur type things. So I was always starting companies and building companies. I just went from everything to nothing. I was constantly having debtors, creditors coming at me right and left. I learned that I didn't need a bankruptcy trustee. So Resolve Financials was born because I found a way to basically become a debt negotiator for businesses. I started trying to figure out a way to acquire properties economically. It's not anything new. It's actually 120 years old, but the way we do it is a totally different way. Instead of you beating your feet to death, going from courthouse to courthouse, courthouse to courthouse, we've actually API'd all this stuff into one spot. We're seeing that we're averaging around 12 cents on the dollar that we're buying the houses for. I mean, what's success really? I mean, it's all relative. The entrepreneur side of this thing, for me, is this allows young entrepreneurs to be able to come into our program and get a start and better their lives. That's what really motivates me behind this. I mean, we all strive to have wealth in our lives, but what is wealth? I mean, is wealth money, or is it helping people, or is it a combination of both? And I think there can be a balance of it. And I think there has to be a balance of it.
Scott Lumley, ResolveSuite.com.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement.
Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752.
Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Scott Lumley Show. Sitting here with my wife, Morgan Lumley, having a very intimate conversation about the trials and tribulations of a married couple that own companies and businesses, and that's what they do for a living, is run high risk. So, Morgan, you were just talking about, you know, what you have to get ready for when I leave in the mornings and what you have to get ready for when you come home. Let's talk about what you have to get ready for, and then I'll tell you what I have to get ready for.
Well, it's just mental preparedness. It's, you know, I never know what time you're going to be done for the day, you know. So my planning really goes around the children and our activities and, you know, getting the house taken care of, any errands I may need to run. But, you know, that's just most of the day. I think my preparedness for you comes in, and it's, okay, what can I have the kids doing so they don't run and attack dad? And because they've missed you all day, you know, so they want to see you. They want to play and wrestle. And
I think you'd have to put up a barbed wire fence because that you ain't stop them. The door opens up, they're both headed right at me.
Oh, completely.
You know what? Yeah. And there's a lot of joy in that. You know, I am tired when I come home. Not to interrupt what you were saying, but I am tired when I come home. And I do sometimes just need a moment to unwind. But simultaneously, because it's like being in a boxing match sometimes. You know, mm-hmm. you're fighting, and all of a sudden you got to turn around and give a kiss to somebody. You know, it's not as easy as it looks.
Well, in our office.
So to turn that off, mm-hmm. you know, for your kids isn't easy, but very doable.
Something to remember, too, is that our office is on our property. And so it's in close proximity, you know, to where we live. So you don't have that 45-minute commute, you know, from downtown to really compose.
To get angrier?
No.
Through the traffic?
I guess you could look at it that way.
Yeah, well, that's the way I would look at it,
Or you could look at it as a time to listen to the music you want to listen to and turn your phone off and breathe for most men. And, you know,
entrepreneur doesn't turn his phone off. You know that.
right. What am I saying?
Yeah. Entrepreneur does not turn his phone
off.
But
you have the option.
In an entrepreneur's
mind,
is the phone call that you don't receive is the phone call that you could have made millions of dollars off of.
Right.
In an entrepreneur's mind, that's the way they think.
Right.
You know, they're thinking, okay, I got to be ready for that phone call because you never know when it's coming. And it's funny, I was talking to one of our closers 2 days ago, I guess it was, and he made a statement to me. He says, you're not going to believe this. I've worked here all day long, and at 6 o'clock in the evening, I get 3 phone calls and 3 contracts. Mm-hmm. I'm like, yeah, because you were ready for the phone call
right.
at 6 o'clock, 6:30, or 7 o'clock at night. Had you jumped up at 5 o'clock and ran out of the office like your schedule shows, mm-hmm. you would have missed those deals. Or you would have been doing whatever you were doing, and you wouldn't have heard the phone calls come in, and those people might not ever call you back again because they didn't get you. So an entrepreneur's mind is that you can't miss a phone call.
And that brings me to another point. This is a conflict in an entrepreneurial marriage is, honey, why can't you turn your phone off at dinner? I need 30, 45 minutes of your time with the family, you know, and that phone call does come in at that moment, and you have to get up and walk away. And it can be infuriating for me at times because I've spent an hour and a half cooking this great meal. I've got the kids sit down. All the distractions are gone. And you have to get up from the table. And it's this complex, unique thing where I have to be understanding. But at the same time, I have a certain level of expectation as well. And it really gets complex and difficult to deal with. That's where communication becomes so crucial because
you have to check in. And that's why counseling for us is great, because we have a safe place to go sit down, air this out, get it off our chest. And then at the end of the day, we can just understand that this is our life. And, you know, you get the frustration out and it's gone, and you just roll on to the next day, you know.
Well, you know, it's the last thing you want is your wife to feel like she's neglected. I mean, at least that's the last thing I want, is my wife feel neglected. So, you know, I've had to change my habits. Mm-hmm. You know, I've had to totally switch habits and change to where, you know, I've gotten here recently where, you know, I'll take a lot of phone calls in the morning times to stay in the house. And then when I'm not on the phone, I'm playing with the kids or talking to you. And I do a lot of morning stuff rather than evening stuff, because, you know, a lot of what I do now is evening type work with Resolve Suite, because that's when you get a hold of people.
Mm-hmm.
So it is interesting. So let me flip it the other way real quick. The other way is this. Okay. You know, I'm, there's a lot of guilt as an entrepreneur. I don't think people realize how guilty you feel. Just because you provide a car, a house, you know, a whatever, you know, just because you're providing for your family, you still get guilt. You still have guilt. You don't get guilted, but you have guilt that I guess some people could get guilted, but I have guilt just because I might miss something. Yeah, you know, the other day, Levi had done a flip, and I was like, when did he start doing that?
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's doing flips on the floor. And I was like, wow, that's cool. When did he start doing that? You're like, oh, he's been doing that for a while. I was like, you know, crap, I missed that, you know?
Yeah.
So, and it's something as silly as that. So you end up with guilt on that, and you end up thinking, you know, well, I wish I could be there more to experience those things. But then you get the rewards of it, that they get to go to private school. And you get the rewards of it that, you know, that when they turn 16 years old, they'll have transportation, which I didn't have at 16.
Yeah.
You get the rewards of it that they have an education, which, as you listen to me, you probably realize I don't have one. So.
You have an education. Don't dumb yourself down. You definitely have an education. I mean, it's hard knocks, and I think that that's probably more useful than a college education. I can say that because I'm college educated, and it was a great opportunity for me to prepare my mind and. Learn how to study and read and research. But it can't compete with experience. You know, if you go out and get a job as a 25-year-old, they don't give a flying flip if you took business ethics or if you took operations management. You know, you go into college saying, you know, I have a degree in, and it's useless without experience to back it up. Now, if you go in and get my accounting degree and get my CPA, that's useful. That's a skill. But, you know, experience yields a product, and it's a growing product, and that's
well,
you.
And on the flip, thank you. But on the flip side of that is this. I couldn't get a job to save my life. seriously, who would hire me?
I think you could get a job, but keeping it might be a different story.
Yeah. Well, seriously, let's
You're
think
just
about
a boss.
This. Who's going to hire a guy that could potentially, you know, who's going to hire a guy with my experience level? In a company and CEO type environment, that ain't happening. You know, they're just not going to do it.
The idea of you sitting in a corporate office makes me laugh. It just is hysterical to me, because you're just too. Your heart is that of an entrepreneur, and it takes a special person to be able to live that lifestyle, because it is definitely a unique lifestyle. And you have to marry someone who can handle that lifestyle as well. Adaptation is everything. It's the survival. And I've learned that, over the last 10 years, and, you know, learning to be flexible, which is not easy for me. I'm a list maker. I am in my mind. I like to be organized. I'm not always organized, but you know, I like times and knowing when things are going to end and start. And that changed with you. And it has opened my mind. I can say that for sure.
Yeah, because I'm the kind of guy that's in the shower and jumps out of the shower, throws a towel around me, takes off running to a pen and a piece of paper. He's like, I got an idea. And
that happened
this morning, didn't it? And that's what made me think of it.
Yeah.
And then I'm running out the door real fast because I want to go implement that idea. So, you know, it's challenges when you're dealing with that from the flip side of it. Unfortunately, a lot of times entrepreneur people are extremely, what's the word I'm looking for? I don't want to say self-centered, but that's probably a good word to use. Maybe just they've got to think of their minds are on themselves a lot of times. I know in my case it has been. So anyway, you're with us. We're on the Scott Lumley Show today. Anyway, I've got my wife on here, guys. I'm nervous. Scott Lumley Show today. Looking forward to the next segment, and we'll be right back. Thank you.
U2 America TV, featuring original live programs created with you in mind. Engage with shows through social media and the U2 America app. America Trends with Dr. Gina covers the trending topics of the day and allows viewers to interact with the show. Sully's Biz Brew is business with a barroom slant, delivered with a twist. Visit U2America.com to find a channel near you. U2 America, red, white, and you.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Allergies. Pollen in the air. Dogs in the house. Mold in the basement. Whatever triggers your allergy symptoms, it can really hold you back. Break through with Allegra 5-in-1 Relief. Allegra works fast, won't make you drowsy, provides 24-hour multi-symptom relief, and it's effective every day. Break through allergies with Allegra. Starts working in 1 hour. Use only as directed. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Service. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Scott Lumley Show. I'm here with Miss Morgan Lumley today, my wife, and I still can't get past this earlier segment when you know she said I was in the 30 percentile in sex. She said, "Oh, let's talk about this perspective, shifting of perspectives." I'm like, "No, let's. I want to get back on this other subject here. I feel a little inadequate right now." But no, let's talk about perspectives. Yeah, I agree. Shifting of perspectives is something that's required as a wife. And a husband, a team that you're building, no differently than companies shifting their perspectives on ideas and products, and no differently than, you know, I mean, heck, my perspective is shifted on vehicles. You know, I mean, as silly as that, you know, I used to be a truck guy. You know, I was a cowboy and I was a truck guy. Now, you know, my back hurts when I ride in a truck. I like a nice car to ride around in. So, what do you think is your primary shift in your perspective?
Well, I think
from 10 years ago.
From 10 years ago
to today.
Wow. It's a good question.
That's what I do. Ask questions.
Lots of things have changed over the last 10 years. You know, a lot of things have happened in the last 10 years. I've become a mom. I think that's been probably one of the biggest shifts for me. Was thinking for just myself.
Well, yeah, but that's going to be a shift for any person in the world. Let's talk about a shift. Well, no, not everybody.
There's people that don't shift their perspective.
Well, that's probably true too. But you know, let's talk about something that's more entrepreneur related. Give me an entrepreneur related shift, not necessarily a family related shift.
Okay. I mean, just in the way that you know you manage money management. I've always been very practical and very kind of to the book when it comes to just. Basic accounting. I mean, you know, I still write down in my register of my checkbook what I spend. I don't know anybody that does that anymore.
Well, I couldn't do that. I can't add that high or that low, whichever one it is, whichever one that does.
Thank God for accountants, right?
Yeah, thank God for controllers.
But I think just the idea of practicing money management, learning how to properly invest and the best ways to do so. Investing in your future that leads to financial freedom. I think that you have a unique perspective on all of those things. I've learned a great deal from you about that. We disagree still sometimes, but it's because I can't completely wrap my mind around what you've got planned. So it's because I'm in a home all day with two kids and, you know, my mind's just not there. Could I understand it if I was in the business every single day, all day? Of course. I mean, I believe I have that aptitude, but it's just that level of trust that I, you know, have to give to you and say, go for it, babe. You know, you got this. And I think that's been a shift in perspective for me. I have to let you do what you do to an extent.
Well, that was a pretty good answer, I think. A better answer than what I expected, to be honest.
You know, thanks.
I didn't expect it to be quite.
Jeez.
Quite. You know, I mean, that sounds like she needs to be running the company, the show, not me. But in being an entrepreneur, a lot of folks want to get stuck on the one ball. You know, and I'm going to use a pool analogy: shooting pool. Not swimming pool.
You're such a guy.
I know what I mean.
You're such a guy.
I can't bake a cake, so I can't use that analogy. So I've got to use something I know. But you know, everybody can count to nine. I hope. So let's talk about nine ball, because if you can't count to nine, you need to turn me off right now.
Okay.
But anyway, a lot of folks get stuck, especially entrepreneurs. I seem to get stuck on the one ball. They just don't know how to get to the two ball, three ball, and it was that way for me too for probably the first few years of my life. But I was forced because of my childhood that I didn't have no choice but to start looking to the future, because there sure wasn't anything in the present. So it forced me to start looking at the 6, 7, 8, 9. And consequently, you know, and be honest with you, through the experiences that I've had, even simply playing pool, you know, and anticipating 3 and 4, 5, 6 and 7. And I think that's what gives you a lot of uncertainty is I'm already anticipating 7, 8, 9 ball.
Yes.
And we're still on the one ball, and you're like, how do we get there? And because you're not in it on a day-to-day basis, right. So you're like, I don't understand this. And then you then I'm working all day long, and you know, and I've answered 10 million questions throughout a day, had 3 radio shows doing today, and shot 2 TV shows yesterday, and not to mention I'm running a portfolio company, and not to mention running a construction company, and not to mention running all these other companies.
Yeah.
And then I got to come home, and I have to explain, because you're curious, I have to explain you know, a play-by-play book of what I've done throughout the day. And you sometimes you're like, oh, my God, I just want to rest.
Well, and this is where, you know, the challenges of being a wife of an entrepreneur really become real. The uncertainty, the high risk. And it's a higher risk to me because I'm not in it every day. I can't see the play-by-play. And when I do get the play-by-play, I'm exhausted, and like you say. And, you know, the shifting of perspectives is really the answer of overcoming failures. And if you don't already have that skill in your marriage or your relationship, that's something that you really got to dig for. And once you have that, the ability to say, okay, he's worked a 14-hour day. He's outside on the phone. It's dinner time. Am I going to pick this moment to be, you know, to say something to him, or am I going to let this slide because I know it's been a rough day, you know, and being able to empathize and really turn those things around, I believe, is the answer to avoiding those really high divorce rates and fights in marriages and all those problems. I mean, I think that's a huge key to it. But communicating is the first step. And so I think that's something that we've learned, and it's a skill that you have to continue to grow, because the more successful you get, the more your employees and your businesses need from you, I get less of you, which comes back around to this thing, this topic that keeps coming up, this balance of life. And I think I said the other day, we stumble upon that at least once a day where we feel like, oh, we did it. We did it. It was a good day. And focusing on those magical moments is really what glues us together.
Well, and it comes back to, you know, the thing that I preach a lot. If you can't wake up happy in the morning and you can't focus on the positive things, then the bad things will consume you to the point that nothing positive is going to come out of it.
Yeah.
You've got to look to positives. If you don't look to positives, you know, then you're not going to be successful in business, and you're sure not going to be successful in your relationship with your marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And in my particular situation, you know, a lot of times you're alone. You know, you're left alone.
Yep.
And or with 2 crazy kids, and
whom we adore.
We talk to them like we hate them. They're the spoiltest little suckers on earth.
Oh, they're fun kids. They're super fun kids.
Yeah, they're super intelligent. So they took that after their mother. And they're super athletic. They took that from me.
Nice.
But they're great kids. They're good kids. You know, I've got a great 19-year-old son, too. I don't want to leave them out either here. I got a great 19-year-old son here who's an intricate part of our company. And to have those beautiful things in your life and to be, you know, away from them for 14 hours a day, that kind of stinks. But it comes back to, like we said, a balance of life, which does keep coming up in almost every segment I do. A balance of life comes up, and it comes down to, you know, you don't have to make a choice. I've learned that through counseling with Morgan. You don't have to make a choice between making money and your family. You know, the choice has already been made for you, and the choice is just your family. And then the money is supposed to be secondary to it. And you have to choose your family first. And then if you choose, and then it's, you've got to work around it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm learning, let me back up, especially the last year, I'd say, or 6 months, really, really pushing that issue
mm-hmm.
of making sure that I give attention to every single person. At the same time, not taking away from, like you say, the companies are growing exponentially in a huge rate, and they need my time. Well, hopefully soon, you know, we'll be in a position to where I can simply be doing TV shows and radio shows and doing the public speaking type of things that won't require quite so much of my time. And we will have, you know, CEOs and people in positions that handle that. But being an entrepreneur, you start at the ground. You don't, every company we start, now we've got 28 companies.
Yeah.
And every company we start, which Resolve Suites, although it's 7 years old, In my head, and I've been doing it for 7 years.
Right.
Electronically, it's only a 3-month-old product.
Mm-hmm.
So
I'm going to stop you right there. You know what you did that was really cool 3 months ago? You sat me down and you said, Morgan, I'm about to get really busy and I'm about to have longer days. There's a chance I'll be traveling a lot. You know, I want the kids and you to come when it's possible. But, you know, I need you to know that this is coming our way. And I'm not going to be here like I've been here, you know, how can I help you make this adjustment well? How can I make this easier for you? And that was such a defining moment for us. It's worked so well. It's given me the tools and the ability to stand alone for those long days and those trips and whatever. I'm prepared. I knew that snowball was coming, so I can kind of take shelter, so to speak. And you made that possible. So communication really is the most important thing to take away. I wanted to share that story because I just popped in my head and I thought it was a good example of that, of what I've been trying to communicate.
No, I think it's a great example of it. Yeah, I did do that because I, I'm looking at the 8-9-10 ball. Lord, I forgot. We already had the 10 ball in here. You ain't getting the game. See, folks, that's an entrepreneur. We just throw stuff in. I was looking at the 7-8-9 ball, you know, and I knew it was coming. I anticipated it coming. Well, there you go, folks. You have it. Miss Morgan Lumley, smarter than Scott Lumley. We'll be right back in just a few minutes. Scott Lumley Show. Thank you very much.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Scott Lumley Show, where it's always a blend of entertainment, business experience, and life experience, a little bit of hope, a little bit of inspiration, and sometimes even a little bit of embarrassment. So, Morgan, you in the break there, you were just talking about a few subjects. Won't you start off with one of them?
I really wanted to maybe start with the art of compromise, which is kind of funny for us to talk about because we're both considered type A personalities. I'm a little less type A than you are because you go kind of above the Richter scale on being a type A.
Well, hold up just a second. Because I'm inadequate in sex.
No.
I'm over the Richter scale. And
I never said that. I never said you were inadequate. Anyway, keeping you on topic. You know, someone had mentioned compromise and how does that work among strong personalities in business and in a marriage. I was jokingly saying we don't really compromise. Sometimes I get my way and sometimes you get your way.
And I said, that is compromising.
But I don't think that's the definition of compromise. Usually you meet in the middle on every issue, which is...
Well, not it's compromise. I want to disagree with that. You know, everything's not definitive, in life. That is the problem. You know, you've got people in life that are black and white, and that's just the way they're called, conservatives. And you got people that it's not black and white. I don't know. I fit somewhere in between the middle. I don't know exactly what I am.
A few shades of gray.
There we went again. I fit somewhere in the middle where I believe that. Just because my decision was right and your decision might not have been right, or your decision was right and my decision wasn't right, doesn't mean that it wasn't a compromise.
Notice he didn't use the word wrong. That was wise.
Thank you. I'm getting older and smarter in this relationship. I know what to say and what not to.
It's funny.
But that doesn't make it wrong because, I suggest this or I suggest that. And,
of course.
And it's the right suggestion. And you suggest something else and it's a wrong suggestion. I'm used at that
Ooh.
Time. So, or vice versa. I suggest something and it's wrong and you should straighten it out. And we go the other way. That is technically a compromise in my eyes.
Yeah. I mean, it works for us. You know, I think it looks different for everybody, probably.
Let me tell you when I hear the word compromise, as an entrepreneur and a strong personality, when I hear the word compromise, that usually tells me that it's inadequate. See, let me tell you why I say that. When I take and blend, if I know I'm strong-willed on an idea or, you know, right now we're talking about personal relationship, but just talk about business for a second.
I
know I'm strong-willed on an idea, and I know I feel my idea is right, mm-hmm. and I have 15 opinions of it, I might listen to all 15 of them. That doesn't mean I'm going to take any of them in.
Sure.
I'm still going to stay strong to my thoughts and my ideas, because that's what's gotten me to where I am today, is being not quitting. Not in our marriage and not quitting in business. You're just not quitting, not wanting that failure in my life. And if I feel I'm right, no, I'm not willing to compromise on that.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what you would call that exactly, but maybe bullheaded.
Maybe, but you're also the leader of our family. And, you know, at the end of the day, I do trust you to make those decisions too. So when you feel a gut feeling, you just, as a wife, you sometimes just have to go with it and just submit that. You know, trust. That's why we're married. I'm supposed to trust you, and you're supposed to trust me, and it works that way. Which brings me to maybe that second topic we were talking about. I think something really relevant among entrepreneurial married couples is, or even just in general, is, you know, a stay-at-home mom, a wife that's not in the same business as her husband, isn't really privy to all that goes on. And there's a level of protection. You've always said protection. And we really wrestled with this in our relationship early on, was, you know, you won't tell me anything. I don't know what's going on, you know, and cash flow would get tight. And, you know, it was just, it would be so challenging because I didn't know what was going on. Maybe I spent too much that month and I didn't know, you know, and I'd be interested to hear from you about
Who's interviewing who here?
I think that, you know, we're probably, you know, I think it's interesting. I mean, obviously,
So I'll say it like this. People that are in my position are, you know, that you have to have a certain level of pride and be proud and confidence and knowing what your ability is and isn't. And, you know, even sometimes when you know you're wrong, you still have to carry yourself like you're a prize fighter. You know, you don't have a choice. You know, you're in that situation. You better carry yourself like a prize fighter, or you're going to get knocked stone cold. So, you know, and your family and your life and your wife and those people that I keep pushing my hands forward, nobody can see that, but that are in this little box that you want to protect. Sometimes I think that can come off as controlling.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what me and you struggled with for a long time. In my mind, it wasn't controlling. In my mind, it was protecting.
Right.
And I don't want my family to be worried about financial stuff because I'm the provider and I'm the person that's supposed to be making sure that the wife and children have everything that they need in life, not necessarily want,
right,
but need in life.
Yes.
And sometimes I probably get a whole lot on a want a lot of times too, but it's not asked from me. It's probably my guilt giving a little bit. You know, my guilt wants to give a little bit, so I probably do a little more than I'm supposed to. But simultaneously, you know, you put them in a box, you want to protect them.
Mm-hmm.
And I think often that comes across as controlling.
So now we'll fast forward to the present, and I think now you can, or not really now, but, you know, in the last few years, you've been able to say, hey, the next 3 months, you know, we're going to start investing again. It's time to, you know, maybe tighten down that budget. Let's get on a budget. Let's focus on this in the home. You'll give me ample notice. Have you noticed a difference?
Yeah. We've discussed it so much now that I absolutely noticed it. And I'm going to say why. It's because I see trending, you know, it's back to that 7, 8, 9 ball.
Mm-hmm.
I got it right that time, folks. Played a lot of 9 ball in my life. But anyway, it's back to that 7, 8, 9 ball. I see a trending, and mm-hmm. that trending in the economy is, you know, a lot of folks right now, and especially in our Nashville market, which mm-hmm. is not going to listen to a lot of this. They're going to hear it outside of the Nashville market. But in the Nashville market, we are on a absolute high.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, folks
Definitely.
Do not realize if they go 15 miles in any direction outside of Nashville, let's just say 25 miles in any direction outside of Nashville, it's not. It's a downhill trend. So, you know, to sum up this whole thing and to kind of finalize, and honey, thank you for coming on today.
You're welcome.
Miss Morgan Lumley. And also, Morgan's going to start doing a blog on the ScottLumley.tv and from a wife's perspective. So I think that's going to be really cool too. but to go back to this 25-mile thing, you know, we're in a bubble here, folks, and the national market is we're trending down. People don't realize. I feel that the economy is trending down. So setting budgets for yourself, being prepared for a trend down, and being cash heavy and not asset heavy is going to be really, really important over the next couple of years, because the next 18 months I see catastrophic things moving in a downward motion. Now, I do that from a gut feeling, not from an analytical standpoint. And a lot of these guys are giving you analytics right now, and I'm giving you my gut from 32 years of business experience and a lot of failures. This is the Scott Lumley Show. Thank my wife for coming on today, and we look forward to our next show. Always tune in. We sure enjoy having you on listening to our show.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.